B1 Preliminary 2 Test 2 There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at question one. 1. What does the man decide to buy?
Can you help me decide what to buy? I'm having problems.
Sure. So what were you thinking of getting?
Well, I really love this belt. It's such good quality leather.
But it's so expensive. I thought you said before you wanted to get something in the sale.
I suppose you're right.
What about this tie? It's very smart.
I think it'd look good with most of my shirts. I'll go for that. I love this hat, though.
It's nice, but the colour's a bit strange.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Now listen again.
Can you help me decide what to buy? I'm having problems.
Sure. So what were you thinking of getting?
Well, I really love this belt. It's such good quality leather.
But it's so expensive. I thought you said before you wanted to get something in the sale.
I suppose you're right.
What about this tie? It's very smart.
I think it'd look good with most of my shirts. I'll go for that. I love this hat, though.
It's nice, but the colour's a bit strange.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Two. What kind of job has the woman applied for?
I've just sent in an application for another job.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. I've worked at the library for a while now, and I love what I do. But so much of the work involves being on a computer rather than dealing with books. I've done an online training course in handling old historical documents, and the town museum's looking for an assistant who's able to do that sort of thing. I saw the ad on their website, so I thought I'd try for it.
Sounds interesting. Good luck.
Now listen again.
I've just sent in an application for another job.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. I've worked at the library for a while now, and I love what I do, but so much of the work involves being on a computer rather than dealing with books. I've done an online training course in handling old historical documents, and the town museum's looking for an assistant who's able to do that sort of thing. I saw the ad on their website, so I thought I'd try for it.
Sounds interesting. Good luck.
Three. How will the man travel to work today?
Hi, it's Simon. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be late for work today. My car's broken down and I've no idea what's wrong with it. It just wouldn't start this morning. So annoying. I called for a taxi, but there's nothing available for at least an hour. They're all busy because of the heavy rain. Anyway, I don't fancy cycling in this weather, so my neighbour's going to give me a lift to the station. The trains are every half hour. It'll be quicker than having to wait for a taxi.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Simon. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be late for work today. My car's broken down and I've no idea what's wrong with it. It just wouldn't start this morning. So annoying. I called for a taxi, but there's nothing available for at least an hour. They're all busy because of the heavy rain. Anyway, I don't fancy cycling in this weather, so my neighbour's going to give me a lift to the station. The trains are every half hour. It'll be quicker than having to wait for a taxi.
Four. Where does the man think he lost his wallet?
Are you all right?
No, I've just realized as I was coming up in the elevator that I've lost my wallet.
Oh no!
I obviously had it in the grocery store.
Yes, because you bought all that stuff. Did you go anywhere after that?
Yeah, the bookstore. I guess it fell out of my pocket when I took my jacket off. It was so warm in there. I seem to remember hearing a noise, but I didn't check.
Well, you'd better go back there right now.
Now listen again.
Are you all right?
No, I've just realized as I was coming up in the elevator that I've lost my wallet.
Oh no!
I obviously had it in the grocery store.
Yes, because you bought all that stuff. Did you go anywhere after that?
Yeah, the bookstore. I guess it fell out of my pocket when I took my jacket off. It was so warm in there. I seem to remember hearing a noise, but I didn't check.
Well, you'd better go back there right now.
Five. What will the man make for dinner tonight?
Hi, I'm just phoning to let you know that I'm going to make the dinner this evening. I know we usually have a pizza delivered on Thursdays, but as we had one when we were out the other day, I'd rather have something else. Anyway, I thought you wouldn't say no to a lovely steak. We could eat in the garden. I know you were talking about having fish and salad one day this week, but I feel like something more than that. Let me know what time you'll be home. Bye.
Now listen again.
Hi, I'm just phoning to let you know that I'm going to make the dinner this evening. I know we usually have a pizza delivered on Thursdays, but as we had one when we were out the other day, I'd rather have something else. Anyway, I thought you wouldn't say no to a lovely steak. We could eat in the garden. I know you were talking about having fish and salad one day this week, but I feel like something more than that. Let me know what time you'll be home. Bye.
Six. Who was the woman's favourite character in the film?
That was a good film. I got a bit confused about who was who. There were so many different characters.
I agree. That female police detective was my favourite.
Which one? There were quite a few. Do you mean the one with long, dark, curly hair?
She had similar hair. Curly, but not long. She was the one who had a male colleague with short, dark hair and glasses. And his hair was straight.
Oh, I know the one you mean now. Yeah, she was great.
Now listen again.
That was a good film. I got a bit confused about who was who. There were so many different characters.
I agree. That female police detective was my favourite.
Which one? There were quite a few. Do you mean the one with long, dark, curly hair?
She had similar hair. Curly, but not long. She was the one who had a male colleague with short dark hair and glasses, and his hair was straight.
Oh, I know the one you mean now. Yeah, she was great.
Seven. What does the girl want her father to deliver?
Hi, Dad. Can you do me a favour? I've got to go and collect my new glasses from the shop in town and go to the library, so I won't be home before you go out. But I've left my keys behind, so I won't be able to get back in. If you're driving past the library, would you mind bringing them for me if I wait outside? You'll find them on the table. Do you remember? I was sitting there writing some notes for my essay last night. Thanks. Bye.
Now listen again.
Hi, Dad. Can you do me a favour? I've got to go and collect my new glasses from the shop in town and go to the library, so I won't be home before you go out. But I've left my keys behind, so I won't be able to get back in. If you're driving past the library, would you mind bringing them for me if I wait outside? You'll find them on the table. Do you remember? I was sitting there writing some notes for my essay last night. Thanks. Bye.
That is the end of part one.